You are now listening to
Off the Rails. Good morning, everybody. I'm Samuel Poon, and you're listening to Off the Rails. I'm here joined alongside two fellows. Can you say your names?
Hello, I'm Gabe.
And you are?
Brody West.
All right, so how you guys doing today?
I am doing wonderful.
You're doing wonderful. You guys have a good break?
Yeah.
Over Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Eat a lot of food?
Yeah.
Have a lot of good times? What kind of food do you guys eat?
Thanksgiving food?
Well, yeah, but like what specifically? Because like every family does something different. I know that for certain.
I don't know what he put on top of it, but it's like a sweet ham.
On top of it? What is it?
Like, you know how like there's like brown sugar ham, honey ham.
So it's just a type of ham?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had that. It was smoked. It was very good.
Okay.
And then I had turkey. And then I had a Friendsgiving I told you guys about. And then I made stuffing for that. My own homemade stuffing.
Oh.
Hit at the thing. And it was the best meal. I'm just going to put it out there.
All right.
Best bit.
What about you?
Best bit of food.
What about you, Gabe? Did you make anything?
Lasagna.
You made for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Lasagna for Thanksgiving.
Did you have turkey at least?
No.
Oh.
No turkey. It was just me and my parents and my sibling, and we ate lasagna. That was it. No turkey. I think there was garlic bread, but it was a really light.
Okay, that's something I never heard before. Lasagna for Thanksgiving. I'm going
to... The other thing, one thing I forgot to do this... Sorry. The one thing I forgot to do this Thanksgiving.
What?
Wishbone.
Oh, my gosh. I did, too. No. Oh,
yeah.
No.
I just thought about that. I was like, I didn't do the wishbone.
That
sad.
Is... Oh, now I'm upset because I didn't do that either. So now,
I usually do that.
Now my day is ruined because I didn't get to get a wishbone.
What's a wishbone?
What's a wishbone? What do you mean, what's a wishbone?
I've never done a wishbone before, so
okay.
I don't know.
So basically, when you prepare the turkey, there's this one specific bone. It's kind of like a U shape, sticks up in the middle
a
little.
Yeah.
And what you
it's
do
easy
is...
easy to break.
Yeah, it's very easy to break. So what you do is you and somebody else both grab on one side of the wishbone... And you both make a wish, and whoever gets the most wishbone after breaking it in half, their wish gets granted.
Because it doesn't break in half evenly. Sorry.
Right.
Because the thing at the top that pokes out is it's thicker than the rest of the bone, so it doesn't split in half evenly. So whoever gets that like really big, like sticking out part usually is the one who gets the wish.
Yeah.
Right.
And we didn't do that, man. Dang it. I'm gonna have to bring in a wishbone.
Just buy a wishbone off of Amazon.
Off Amazon.
Split it.
We mean you should
morning.
Do it.
Oh yeah, we'll just right
next,
across the.
That's the first thing we should do on next week's show. Is just
you gotta
wishbone.
Get like the sound though.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put my mic right next to it. And just.
Yeah, it's pretty loud too. Like I'm pretty
it's
sure
bone.
We don't even need to put the mics up next to it if we do something like that.
I've Bam. Never heard it.
Well, you've never what? Well, because you've never done a wishbone thing, which is
because
sad.
You've never had turkey.
You are.
Well, I have had turkey, but I was never the one who prepared it. It was at somebody else's house, right? Like
so
my grandma.
So the kids got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or someone else.
Man,
sad.
Well, for Thanksgiving this year, I got to do one of my favorite things to always do, anytime, and that was make chicken and noodles. I absolutely love making that stuff.
Chicken and noodles.
Mm-hmm. Chicken and noodles soup or just chicken and noodles?
Chicken and noodles. It's Well, it's a recipe from...
What kind of noodles?
What kind of noodles? What do you mean, what kind of noodles?
Like, are they like the angel hair or whatever? Or is it like the twisty ones?
It's not twisty. No, we don't buy the noodles. You make the noodles.
Yeah, but what kind
Homemade
of noodles,
noodles
are you making?
So, basically... Well, let me explain the process real quick.
Spaghetti noodles?
You make the dough. It's not spaghetti noodles.
So, is it like the thick ones?
Oh, can I explain it?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
you can explain it.
What we do is we just... You know, we make the dough... Roll it, flatten it out. Then we've got this little tool, which is basically like a multiple little mini pizza cutters lined up back to back to back. And we use that to kind of make engravings in the dough, pull apart the noodles, let them dry, then boil the noodles in stock, and just make chicken noodles.
How thick are the noodles?
They're pretty, I'd say...
They're beefy.
They're a little beefy. But they've got, but only enough so that they've got some structure to
compare
them.
Compare them to a coin for me.
To a coin? To a coin. Let me whip
Did
out
you
my
say
wallet.
As thick as a quarter, or is it thick as a dime?
Hold on.
Or a nickel, or a penny.
Yeah, nickel's the thickest.
Maybe a half dollar, 50 cent coin.
I would say, in terms of thickness, I'd say about 3 pennies thick.
So thick like that. How wide?
How wide? How wide? That's a weird one. I don't know how to measure width of a noodle.
Width of a noodle, like when you cut it.
Was it like, were they like skinny pieces or were they like long?
Yeah, they're pretty skinny. They're
skinny. Okay.
They're skinny thick noodles, and they're very, very good. Oh my gosh, they're amazing.
You need to send me a picture so I can figure it out, because this is like driving me crazy now.
What kind of seasoning you put on the chicken?
Seasoning?
Cheese.
Well, usually.
Salt, pepper.
Salt and pepper. That's a classic. Always do that. So what we did this year, since my grandpa, he can't have a lot of salt. They were unsalted. So every time we make a bowl, gotta add salt to it. Some pepper. But this year, the chicken and the stock, I'm pretty sure we did. We cooked those with some vegetables in a slow cooker. So the chicken, the noodles, and the stock all kind of soaked up that flavor. Got a little bit of the veggies in it. Oh, dude, it was so good. Oh, my gosh.
Do you ever make soup and, like, you like, is it like crock pot, you know? Like, just let it sit for a really long time.
I don't like walking into the house and seeing a crock pot on. I'm not going to lie.
Do you ever smell it? Like, when you walk in, it's like.
And I'm just like.
Hey, it depends on the crock pot food. Hey, listen. Listen,
it's never good.
Your mom makes
it's never anything good.
Your mom makes some.
It's always torn up beef or torn up chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes there's potatoes.
Sometimes potatoes, which are eh.
They make potato soup, but it's like really thick. My mom does. Best potato soup ever.
Do you just like have no seasoning in your house?
We do. I have to season it myself because I am not like every seasoning on the planet or Earth. I like over-seasoning things because it tastes better.
Well, yeah, get you.
I feel that.
Like, if I had a choice. So, I love Cajun seasoning. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I put it on a lot of stuff. I put it on noodles. Put it on mac and cheese. Put it on a lot of stuff. Not cuisine, but another one. That I just don't. I'm not going to spoil my. It's pretty well known, but I'm not going to spoil. I'm going to keep that one locked in my safe. You guys can hear about it off air, but
paprika?
Keep that. No, it's a Cajun salt seasoning.
Ooh, secret.
So I'll tell you guys off air.
Okay.
Ah,
I have a shirt
okay.
that has it, like an actual shirt. I can wear it in one day.
So if you ever see Brody out in public and he's wearing that shirt, laugh at him and say he just spoiled the secret.
Yeah. Yep. Except I don't wear that shirt out ever.
Oh, my gosh.
He's hiding it from everyone.
I'm gatekeeping.
You are
this is my seasoning. No, this is a pretty popular seasoning. Down south, at least. I don't know.
Okay.
Up north, it is. I don't know about that.
Where are we? Are we like...
We're north.
Are
we? We're
north.
In the
okay.
Midwest.
Like, where? Like,
whoa,
Michigan is the state above us. We are north.
Right.
Yeah, we're like... We're not north-north in terms of states.
We're not Maine north.
Yeah, we're not like north all the way up there. We're more like Midwest and a little bit up there. Kind of like a weird off angle.
I'm like trying to think about where you'd put us as a state.
Okay.
Like personal opinion, like how would you, on the scale of like Midwest, Southern, North, and like, I don't know, there's a bunch of other axes like Hillbilly and...
I'd say Indiana's a bit of everything.
I think about this a lot, if we went down to Texas... Do you think we would sound weird to them?
No.
Probably. Just a little bit.
Like, I'm not saying Houston or Austin. I'm saying, like, Texas.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You think we'd sound like a businessman to them constantly?
There is
like
no
a lawyer?
Way,
but, yeah.
There is no way that I sound like a businessman to anybody. I'm
I think
just
you
saying.
Do. You I sound mean, like you could go on Wall Street and talk your way into some money.
To Wall Street?
You
what
have
do
a
you
nice
think?
Enough voice.
You have a
and
nice
you can
voice.
Talk smart
nice
enough.
Comforting voice.
Yeah.
It's comforting. Oh,
that's why people wake up to you, Pyramid.
That's why people at 8:30 in the morning are listening to you.
I'm flattered.
Don't fall asleep.
I'm gonna cry a bit. Oh my gosh. Anyways, why were we talking about Wall Street?
I just think about it a lot. Is like, if we go around the country,
the culture
as Indiana, yeah, it's such a big country.
It is.
It's like massive. You could fit. It feels like it's the thing where like Earth, you can fit out like 300 some Earths and Saturn. You could fit like 500 Englands in the USA.
Yeah. Let's not put 500 Englands in the USA.
That'd be too many British people.
Too many.
We are the US of A.
Yeah.
We are America.
The bird squealing sound?
I think
the
we
bald
have
the eagle
bald
screech.
Eagle screech.
It doesn't seem to...
America! And like three explosions in the background. Like a flag flies over the building.
That would... Dude, we need that.
Are you allowed to like have the American flag on the back of a like airplane, whatever, and fly it over football games?
Fly it over football games? That'd be pretty funny.
Like
okay,
high school
I
or like
can't
college?
Both. All of the above.
So I can't find an eagle sound effect, so this will have to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling a little
Texas vibe.
Eagle,
okay,
yeah.
Well, maybe hold on a second. I know we got something in here. I saw it a moment ago.
We just keep looking. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Yes, sir. US of A. All the way.
It's almost election time. That's like next year, right?
It is. Yes. That is next year.
It is.
Time to get excited. I'm going to be 18. I'm going to be able to vote.
Yeah. I'm going to be able to vote too, which is going to be
terrifying.
Yeah. I don't want to go to a poll.
I'm terrified.
Place. That's too many people.
I think it's... What?
It feels like a... Have you ever like seen them? Like the inside.
What?
Like voting ballot places. Where you like walk in and it's like, oh yeah, cast your vote. I don't know. I've only seen the pictures on the news.
What
do
you, Gabe? What are you rambling about up there?
They look like giant like group changing rooms, whatever, with like little curtains so people can't see.
Are you talking
about
when you go vote?
Yeah, like I don't know what they're called.
Booth?
The booths?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about them?
Yep. What about it?
That's scary.
Is it?
I'm just saying that. I'm
Do
putting
you
that
have
out
a
there.
Time limit, by the way? I don't know.
To vote?
Yeah.
Is
there a time limit?
I don't
you have
think
like
so.
5 minutes to pick them all.
You have 3.5 hours, and if you don't come out, they actually evict you.
It's like a timetable. You guys remember those timetables?
No.
Like the one times one is one?
Yeah. Those things in like elementary school? Dude, I was so competitive
IXL?
Every time I did those, man.
That's how I memorized sevens.
IXL.
IXL?
You guys remember IXL?
What's IXL?
No? Oh, you were a lucky few.
Lucky few.
We got Math XL over at Plainfield.
My IXL is basically there's a timer, and then you have to know the number. And if you don't get it right, it's like homework. We had to do like a certain amount, and like I didn't. And there was a guy that always told you like what you did wrong, and I'm just like
upset.
The voice tells you.
The guy is driving me insane.
Just, I'm losing my mind. I'm trying my best right
yeah,
now.
I'm trying my best, and you're telling me I'm wrong. And
my delusions.
And I'm
are
upset.
He's
therefore,
I'm becoming delusional.
Yeah.
I'm becoming.
He's the
he's in my room
in my
at night. He stalks me. Makes sure I know my 12s.
Hanging out in your closet, just
you know you're 12.
Peeking out.
Yeah, no.
what's 12 times 4 right now?
12 times 4, 48.
There you go. Okay, he's fine. He's
okay.
safe.
Okay.
For another day.
All right. Dude,
do not ask me any more math questions on this show, please.
It's too early for mathematics.
I got polynomials at school. I'm not looking forward to it.
What math are you in?
Algebra 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that you like? The only one that you have to do, and then you're done.
What? No,
you get
no.
Up
you get
math.
geometry,
well, yeah.
Algebra 2, and then you're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my last year math.
Back in Arizona, you had to do pre-calc.
Well,
pre-calc's harder. No,
yeah.
I don't want to do pre-calc.
Different states are different on everything. Like,
I would have
and
never
same with schools. Some schools go off of, like, the actual classes. Other schools go off, like, a point system.
Credits.
Where you have to, yeah, credit system. Credit system.
I want to talk about what's happening in school systems around the country. On the west side. Do you guys
west
know
side?
What I'm talking about?
Is it they're changing up the schedule?
Yeah, it's 4 days instead of
there
five.
There we go.
Four
we
days
get Wednesdays
instead
off,
of
right?
Five?
Do they get Wednesdays off?
I thought it was Wednesdays.
Wait, hold on a
second. So
they're
basically
trying it out.
In the West, some schools are trying out a four-day-a-week schedule.
Right.
And you get Wednesdays off to recharge because students become tired and burnt out throughout the year, yeah. and it's they're saying that it might cause more production and more.
Didn't a bunch because of like
the thing is it's like a Sunday, right? It's like a Sunday, so you go to bed at the same time, but you get the whole day off. You catch up with homework. You're still in the mode of school. It's not like a weekend mode. You get in the weekend mode. You're still in school mode. It's still a week. You're still in school week. So they're thinking, okay, they'll do their homework. They'll be in school mode. They'll wake up later and then go to school. And they go to school the next day on Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
So the schedule would be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and you get Wednesdays off throughout the week.
They did that at workplaces, though, like over in other countries, right?
And I think it worked well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were, like, reporting record profits.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm thinking of, what that could probably mess with, though, is vacation times. Because, like, schools have to be open for a certain amount of days.
That's the thing, is states are passing laws so that they can do that.
So
make it more flexible for everyone.
Yeah. So, though, instead of doing 180 days, they do, like...
150, whatever.
150.
So there'd still be... same amount of vacation time.
I think so.
Supposedly. You
think so? Supposedly.
Supposedly.
I haven't really looked into it. I've just seen pictures of like 4 day a week stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm.
So I know it is happening in the USA. It's the just stats. Not happening in Indiana.
Okay.
Yes. Or Illinois or Ohio.
They did it in California, right?
California, Nevada, Arizona.
Man, I want to go back to Arizona.
Seattle, Oregon. Not Seattle. Oregon. Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Man. Idaho.
Seattle could be its own
Montana,
state.
Montana. Places like that.
Of course.
West, the West.
Of course places start doing this when I'm about to graduate.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, so hopefully, whenever if you ever get like an office job or something and you're just sitting there doing menial tasks, you'll get
probably not,
off.
I'm probably not going to want to work in an office.
I don't.
I'm going to be honest. I do not want to tap on a keyboard for 8 hours a day. That is not my ideal.
That's kind of fun stuff, though. You get to just you have the same routine every day, and you get to drink coffee and like just yell at other people.
There's the problem, though, is you're not doing anything. You're sitting there, brain's firing, but I'm not moving.
But you can do other things.
Well, that's the thing, though.
Multitask.
I like to move. I'm a mover. I like to get up. I like to run. I like to move stuff.
Yeah.
I like to physically do things. I can't just sit behind a computer for 8 hours a day staring at something, just click.
Have you ever seen the, like, IT startup whatever stuff? But they have, like, these giant rooms in the middle, whatever, that are, like, break rooms. But they'll have, like, tennis and, like, pool and, like, an arcade or something so people actually don't get burnt out doing it.
I have no idea where in the world you're seeing things like this, man.
They have them places. So a lot of them are in, like, California, Arizona, where it's, like, Silicon Valley.
I have it right here.
Oh.
Of all The school stuff.
Oh,
the 4 day.
Okay. Hold on.
There's a lot. It's 24 states.
Ooh.
24.
Yeah, I'll read them. Half. I'll go from west to east.
Well, wait. They're still just in like experiments.
So it's some school district. It's like one or two school districts are doing it.
Oh, so it's not a bunch. Yeah. It's only like.
It's not every school in every state.
That would only be like three schools per.
They're trying it out. I think hopefully one day it gets to that. No. Just because. I really think it would help.
Yeah,
like, just people in general, just school students in general.
Maybe. As long as they don't.
And adults.
They're kids, so it's kind of, there's that variable.
If it doesn't mess with breaks and vacations, I don't see it being too much of an issue.
I see it being a help.
At the same time, if it does interact with vacations and breaks and removes time from that, people are going to be very upset.
Yeah. Do you want me to read the states off?
List them off. Why not?
Okay, you got Washington, Oregon, California, Alaska, Nevada,
ooh,
Idaho, and then the four corner states. That would be Utah,
Nevada.
No,
Arizona.
Not Nevada. Arizona,
Colorado,
New Mexico, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking Nevada. Nevada's up.
Nevada is the triangle state.
Yeah.
And then you have South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, I think that's...
Minnesota isn't that far away.
Iowa, I think. Iowa. So basically, this is what it looks like. It's a lot. I'd actually have to read up on all my states.
Is that just like the left half of the country?
Basically, left half of the country.
Yeah.
Plus Kentucky, Georgia, and Michigan.
Okay. He does not have names for these states. He's doing this off of like...
Map. Yeah, I'm just... there's no names.
That's really
I'm just looking at a map.
So basically, Imagine a map from Texas up and to the left.
Yeah, imagine. Look at Missouri. Go up the line of that, like, Mississippi River type. I think that's what Mississippi River is.
But it is, like, half the country.
Yeah.
It is. But they're still in the experimenting phase and only a few schools. So,
I mean, you know, in the next couple of years, we'll see how it benefits students.
If it benefits.
No Hawaii, by the way.
If it doesn't, Hawaii's not doing it.
If it doesn't, if it does, we don't know. We're over here just kind of dealing with things.
Chilling.
I mean, heck with it.
I hate full weeks of school. I like taking little days off here and there.
I mean, yeah, everyone likes a good break, but that you gotta be productive though.
I just like taking one day off.
So basically, I can read off the there's 20% of school in these states. 20% of schools do 4 day a week.
That's
so Oregon does it. Idaho does it. South Dakota, Colorado, and New Mexico, all do it.
Well. I'm glad that they started, you know, doing it just as soon as I was about to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
That's your
shame.
Well, yeah. It's not even ended. I'll be out of school before they do it. It'll be
here, yeah.
Yeah.
If they do it.
Indiana's slow on that kind
of
stuff.
If they do it next year, I'm going to be really mad.
Indiana's really slow on that kind of stuff, though. Let's be honest. I mean, what was that one law where you couldn't buy drinks on Sundays? You guys remember that?
I don't know. I don't know
that was
that
a
one.
Thing, but I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I think that was an actual law.
It was.
I thought it was also like while, past 10, whatever, you couldn't buy alcohol.
What?
What?
I'm pretty sure.
10 o'clock?
Oh,
yeah.
10 o'clock. I thought you were talking about the age. Oof. I was like, what?
No.
Ooh, I was,
10, say 10 p.m.
I need my 10-year-old to go get me.
You need to use...
The p.m.
I'm so sorry.
You need to be very...
past
specific.
10, that's like... That'd be weird. Imagine like... Everybody under 10 buying alcohol?
No.
Like adults
aren't
allowed?
No. Do not do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Not good.
No. Like, why is it that schools all of a sudden decide that the moment you're going to graduate, they decide to change things up?
No, they, like, add the biggest playgrounds and stuff as soon as you leave?
Yeah. Like, our elementary school, they added a ball pit. A ball pit.
I never, that's never happened to me.
The moment I get out and go to middle school, they added a ball pit. It upsets me.
What's a ball pit?
It's the balls, the colorful balls.
Yeah, it's like
pit.
It's literally
what?
It's just a tub.
Is it outside?
Yeah, it's outside.
That's crazy.
So water would
I would
up
never
in there,
ever.
Like.
Oh yeah,
that.
Water and bugs
and snot,
little nasty
rats.
Things. Oh, now that I think about that, yeah,
doesn't seem like a good idea.
The rats in the ball pit talking back to me.
Okay, if you are in elementary school and the rats start talking to you,
it's Ratatouille.
It's time to go see the student counselor.
Maybe you should.
time to go see the student counselor.
Yikes! But like, they just keep changing things up. Like next year, the moment I get out, our weight room, they're gonna make a bigger weight room.
That's sick.
Like
that's never really happened to me. It's always been I've been in school and that kind of stuff happens.
It just happens.
You're lucky.
Yeah,
you're like
one year
behind us.
Yeah. It's like...
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, because he's a junior. Gabe.
He's 1 year behind it. So we were
so
like the
basically,
last.
Basically, I think... I don't remember when this happened. I think it was maybe a freshman, sophomore. They redid our whole cafeteria.
Mm.
Cool.
And then the next year, so that end of my sophomore year into my junior year into...
This
no,
year?
That was end of my freshman year into junior into sophomore year.
Right.
They rebuilt the weight room. For about $5 million,
which is
I think.
Crazy.
But that was when we went to semi-state in 4A. Mooresville did, so I think that's when I don't remember, but it was close to that.
You almost won, so you
get
like
you get a lot of money.
Okay,
you get a lot of like sponsorships and stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
So you get money to do better stuff, and so yeah, in the high school world. If you are good at sports, you're going to get a lot more money.
Yeah.
And if you have good
grades. That's just how... I think good grades help, but if you're good at sports, you're going to get more money.
Back in Arizona, I went to a gifted school, right?
Uh-huh.
So it was like all the kids who could pass a special test, whatever, and had a high enough score to get in.
Did you pass the special test?
No.
Oh.
But my sibling did, and apparently that qualified me.
Like
but I gotta go. But we would get grants for like $750, whatever, and the teachers, they'd apply for it, and then they'd, like, buy something, like a 3D printer or a drone for the class, whatever. No kid ever got to use it, but it was cool.
Ah.
That's, like, the kind of money that we got.
Was that private, though?
It was a public school with a test requirement to get in.
So, basically...
Almost pretty much private.
Almost private.
Yeah.
You just have to pass a test.
With okay. extra steps.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That seems a little extra, but yeah. Okay. I don't know.
It's cold out.
It is cold. Oh, my gosh. It's cold.
I put a blanket in my car.
Winter.
I've been doing that. It feels very good on my legs.
Winter is...
Not my feet. You're driving. My feet feel like freezing. My feet are freezing.
Winter is not officially here yet, but man...
It is to me.
It is breaking down the door and making its way in. It did snow.
It snowed.
On the way here, it snowed.
Was it the first snow of the year?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no. It snowed on Halloween just a little.
I would say it's the first real.
I don't think I remember seeing snow. I do remember... Snow.
I was driving and I saw
it. I do remember oh, wait. No, yeah. It was snowing. I do remember because that's when I went to go see the Friday night... Dang. I just stumbled over my words there. The Five Nights at Freddy's movie. That's
Freddy Fazbear?
I went to go see that Halloween night.
Yeah, that was like, what, 4 days after?
Yeah. Like, and then the moment I was about to go home, snowed. It was so nice.
But it didn't stick to the ground. I worked
that night. Oh, no, because it was still a warm out. It was like 40 degrees and snowing.
It's my favorite. When it doesn't like cover up the road or anything, but it's like there.
Yeah, when the snow all melts... And, you know, disappears. I'm quite fine with that.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun on Halloween? I didn't. I worked.
You didn't?
I worked at a Little Caesars in a hot.
I stayed in my house. Oven, I was too scared.
By hot oven.
You were too scary?
Hot oven was good.
No.
Yeah. Warm? No. Well, it's cold outside. It was snowing.
It's not.
Mm-mm-mm.
Working? Oven? No. Not by hot oven. Cutting pizzas for 7 hours. No.
What do you... I'm not going to, like, ask where you work, but, like, which pizza place?
Little. Caesars. Starts with the little.
Little guy, little
yeah,
fellow.
Yeah, little guy, little fellow.
All right, I got another thing I kind of wanted to talk about.
Oh, he's transitioning. Forward.
Oh, that was too quiet. Why is it so quiet?
One
second, I'm gonna try that again.
There we go.
Okay, it's a little louder, but well.
So much better.
Transitioning forward. You guys go Black Friday shopping?
No.
Ever?
No.
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 Mm-mm.
You didn't even this year?
Mm-mm.
They had ferrets for $400, but if you bought one, you could get one free at Petco.
Buy one, get one free ferret?
Mm-hmm. I said that in the car, and then it actually happened. I was hanging out with my friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro. I have my hand raised. Let me put this in a way that is respectful. Back in the day, when Black Friday was good. It was good.
Hey, it's
how far away are we talking here?
Like PS3.
PS3 so, era, so like 2012?
2012, 2013.
Okay.
You would go to stores and see 70% off stuff.
Uh-huh.
You would see that kind of stuff. You would see on Black Friday. This is Black Friday. And, you know, that's worth going out in the freezing cold and going and getting it. Nowadays, they're like, oh, it's 30% off. That's not enough to be in 28-degree weather.
I think you're going to the wrong places, man.
Where are you going?
Well, before I discuss where we're going, I gotta say where we are. And where you guys are listening to is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety.
So smart.
I would rather sit in my house on Cyber Monday
See,
and get good deals on Cyber Monday.
Listen, that's part of the marketing strategy as well. But let's discuss the first part. You gotta know where to look for the good stuff, all right? You gotta know what kind of shops to go to. Besides, me and my family, the...
Target.
The path we took, we went to Kohl's in Brownsburg, then went to Castleton Mall, just kind of wandered around that place.
Castleton?
Yeah, Castleton.
Where's that? Is that on the other side?
It's in Castleton Square Mall.
I gotta look that up. Hold on. Yeah. I need a map.
You'll look that up. So we went there, and we ran around looking at everything, man. Everything there was pretty nice, man. Really cheap. I got a really nice hoodie made of good material. Looked amazing. Absolutely beautiful.
Would you consider it boyfriend material?
What? Huh?
Would you?
Sweatshirt. Yeah. What are you talking about?
See, that's what they say. It's funny because it's like, oh, the sweatshirt is boyfriend material. Ha 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 ha. No?
What?
No?
I think, Gabe, you all right?
My brain is connecting things. like gibberish. Like how far away Brownsburg is from Castleton.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
It's like a 30-minute drive, dude.
Yeah, it's a little distance, but
I'm going to that mall this weekend.
You should go there. It is a pretty nice place. I recommend it. Good place to find a lot of cool shops. They've got a sauce shop in there.
Sauce?
Yeah, like hot sauce.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
They've got that. They've got one of the places I went in there was a skater shop. Got some really cool shirts there. And it's like, it's a good place. Why didn't you guys go Black Friday shopping?
Because I was too scared to wander through a mall for four hours.
It's too cold. Wear something warm.
I'm wearing 3 layers right now, and I'm still cold.
Okay. I'm wearing 3 layers right now, and I feel cold.
What counts as layers?
Layers?
Okay, here. I got a really thick, long sleeve, kind of like that.
Shirt?
Mm-hmm. It's like a hoodie, but it's a very light hoodie.
Right.
And then I got actual hoodie on.
Okay.
And those are my 3 layers.
I'm only wearing 2.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Shirt.
So I'm wearing a Ron John shirt. Very nice, comfy.
Okay.
I'm wearing sweatshirt. I've got thermal underwear on.
Oh.
And pants.
Okay.
So.
Into the specifics.
He's cheating. He's got the thermal underwear on.
Can't
compete.
Double layers on everything, my friend.
Can't compete.
I'm pretty warm. I'm pretty comfy. And if I wore my jacket in today, I would be sweating. Is how hot I would be.
Yeah, same. In studio, it's kind of warm.
Yeah, it is pretty warm in here. Because we got all this machinery running and doing things.
Gizmos and gadgets.
The machines talk to me.
No, they don't.
They do.
They do not,
They tell
Gabe,
me funny buttons.
They do not tell you to push
press
the funny buttons.
I want
to
press all of them.
Gabe, what are you doing? Do not push the button. Don't push the button. I love that button so much, man.
The boom button.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, because it's the funny button.
The funny explosion button.
It's the funny button. I love
that
funny
made
button.
Out of? How long has that been here? Has that been here as long as you've been
years.
Here?
It's been here since I was here last year.
Did you make it?
No. I don't know if this is like just if like this key button set was here before, like, because there's some sounds here. Let me see if I can find a really good one.
The classics?
Yeah. Some very good classics, like starters. I'm getting bored of this conversation. Anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fellas.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
How you guys doing? Like, genuinely, I didn't ask you guys this properly before I jumped off and branched off into random things.
I'm struggling, man.
I'm
struggling.
And it is getting
You'll
cold.
Get through
I'm
it.
Sorry.
You'll get through it.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good.
Doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing
tired?
Good. Tired? I am tired.
I stayed up too late. I'm talking to this girl, and I'm like, I'm thinking we're going places.
How late
going to
is
the mall?
Late?
Like 11.
This is
11?
Okay.
That's
11?
Not, okay, that's, you're still getting like 6 hours of sleep.
I accidentally fell asleep with my TV on last night.
Ooh.
I was not happy in the morning. I was like.
Sleeping with the blue light in your face?
Yeah.
It's always hard.
Well, when at night, when my phone, when it hits, so my phone, if you guys have an Apple, I don't know if you have, if any of Samsung.
iPhone?
This
yeah,
is
the
not an
iPhone.
Apple.
The iPhone. There's a daylight time, and you can set it to where it becomes yellow light instead of blue light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
I
way
have
with,
that
I
set.
Have it on.
That's the way with all phones.
I have that set for sun, for
sunset?
Sunset.
I have that for 7:30.
I have sunset till sunrise, because sometimes it gets dark at 5 p.m.
Yeah, it does get dark. It's because we're getting into the winter days. It's getting
into the long winter.
It's going to get darker earlier. The sun's not going to be up until later. It's going to feel very weird waking up in the morning to pitch black and going, you know.
Before daylight savings, we already did that.
I mean, yeah.
And then it shifted
again. I feel
like,
again. Aren't you supposed to fall back in our, aren't you supposed to sleep more?
Yeah.
So the sun should be up when we wake up.
It should be, but it's not.
It's moving too quick.
Hmm?
Time. So, time's moving too fast.
Yes, it is. We're losing days.
We're losing days. They're all meshing together. Our days are becoming very.
With the cold weather, with the clouds.
The clouds. The clouds are what really make it feel like pitch black at night.
Same day every day.
Can we talk about time moves through people?
Time,
like how it becomes faster as you get older.
Time dilation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the distortion from
what
like
I think it is we are. So as a 1 year old, days feel longer because you have not been alive for many days.
You can't compare the time.
You can't compare the time. Days go by. When you get around 18, 17, 18, you're like, that day was really fast. Or this week has been like flown by. And that's just because we've been through so many days, so many weeks, so many months.
I'm going to be honest. Time for me doesn't move fast at all. Like, I don't know how it moves.
That means you're like in the moment.
Do you guys ever think, have you ever thought like, hey, this week has gone by really fast?
Yes.
Like once in a while, but not, you know, enough. I don't feel that
way all
the time.
That's what happens when I'm looking forward to the weekend.
When you get to your 50s and 60s, a month will feel like a week. When you get to your 80s and 90s, a year will feel like 6 months.
See, I'm not going to let that happen to me. A month, to me, is going to stick to feeling like a month.
He's going
to
stay young forever.
I'm going to
he's just going to be looking like pyramid when he's 102.
See, I've got to... That's actually my goal, is to...
Have blonde hair at 102.
You could dye your hair.
I'm not dyeing my hair.
You gotta shave your face a lot more though.
Shave your head, Pyramid. Yeah.
I'm not.
Nobody would know.
I am not shaving my head.
You'd just
I
be
am
bald.
Not dyeing my hair.
Come on, baldy.
I'm not gonna go bald.
You could be the bald eagle that we need to screen.
Be One Punch Man.
That would actually be fun. Yeah.
That would be sick, man. If I. Oh.
Good Halloween costume right there.
I'd have to be like really ripped though. By that
you
time.
Are really ripped.
Yeah, but I don't have good definition yet.
Canonically,
mainly
he's not.
He's not, like, ripped.
Mainly because...
He's not, like, diced.
He's just strong.
He's just
for
strong
no reason. He doesn't look strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you shave your head, you could totally pull off one.
You could pull off One Punch Man.
I am not shaving my head.
You could pull get rid of the eyebrows, too.
I refuse to grow... To go bald. I refuse. Simply, I just will not lose my hair.
Do you think we could shave his head while he's sleeping?
Huh?
I don't know where he currently
we can figure it out.
His place of residency. I have no idea where his place of residency is.
That's Pim right.
And I know where you live.
Oh, really? Do you? Mm. Tell me.
Don't you have SnapMap on?
He does.
I don't think so.
On occasion, he does. Yes, he leaves it on.
I don't even know if it works.
That's funny.
If you check your phone while you're at
home.
If
you check your phone, swipe
it's
over.
It's too late.
It's too late. We found you, Pyramid.
Yep.
Oh,
we have
no.
We found you.
We know where you live. We're coming. We're going to shave your head.
I'm not that weird because I don't look at SnapMap because I only look at people's locations that have shared it with me because
right.
I feel like it's an invasion of privacy to look at people who haven't shared it too.
It is.
Well, I mean, if it's there, that's them
it's there,
it
but
you.
Like, it's like, it feels like wrong.
Yeah, it is kind of weird feeling because you're just looking at where somebody is.
If they like post on their story or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, I'm at work," whatever, you'll be like, "Oh, where do they
I'm not
work?
Talking about work. I'm talking about SnapMap.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about
like,
the
map on Snap.
You're late at night, one in the
looking.
Morning, scrolling through Snap and just looking at the map, like, "Yeah, that's where you live." You
I
see, that's
like
pretty weird.
Six people on my SnapMap. So,
the only people I like look at locations on is the people I've shared it with me, which is my mom, my dad, and my girlfriend, and I've shared all three with them too, so they can look where I am. Just so it's like in case like I don't show up, I'm gonna try and be very vague. I don't show up home one day. They can know where my phone is.
You get lost.
I get lost. I get lost.
Stuck in a Walmart bathroom.
Yeah.
Usually,
I don't know how I got there, but I'm crying.
Yeah.
Usually once in a while, I'll just kind of open up SnapMap on accident.
And
then I just keep remembering, like, man, who do I have friended that lives all the way out in the Carolinas? And I'm like, oh, never mind. That's one of my friends. Because he moved.
I was thinking like...
My SnapMap's off. I think I have mine off.
Yeah.
Might not. You might be able to know where
I'm pretty sure mine's off. So, Gabe.
Yes.
If you genuinely know where I am.
Don't come.
You're right here. Hi.
How?
You're right here. You're right in front of me.
You're right. You're right. I am right here. Huzzah. Who'd have guessed? I'm sitting right behind the board.
I'm looking
we
at my
SnapMap
right
you
now,
live
actually.
In Tri-West, though.
Yes.
We do know that.
I don't live in the school.
Not in the school, but you live in the town.
Well, not the town that Tri-West resides in.
Like around the town.
I live in the county.
Bro, I is it Tri-West County?
Tri-West County is not a thing.
I didn't think it was a thing. I was like, that's
something. That is not a thing.
Are you close to Marion County?
I don't know. I've not looked at a map
recently.
Where is
Marion County?
It's Perry.
Somewhere.
Oh, down there?
In Southport.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'd have to look at a map and...
Hey, by the way, Southport game tonight.
Huh?
For BD.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Southport game tonight. I'm calling it, guys. It's me.
Oh, yeah. There
it, guys,
is.
Be live on
it's
the radio.
It's going to be me. I'm going to be on the radio twice today.
It'll be at Ben Davis.
At here. Right here.
At 7:30 p.m.
Right here. I can come into studio and say, hello. Welcome to BD for basketball. They are 0-1. They lost their first game, but that was without some of their star player, Mark Zachary. Mm. He's not playing tonight, though. So hopefully they go out and they get their first win of the season. It kind of sucks that they went 33-0 and then lost their first game.
Okay.
Hopefully they get a bounce back win.
All right. Well,
we'll see.
Well, since we are kind of nearing the end time for our show, if you guys got anything to plug in real quick, do it now.
Plug.
Hey, let me go charge my phone.
What? No, that's not what I... That's, okay.
Okay, I'm going to say happy Easter. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody who we couldn't say to because we were on break.
Yeah. Well, happy late Thanksgiving.
Happy late Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to anybody's birthday it is out there. Nope. I want to wish you a very happy birthday. I wish you have a great day.
Okay. Do you guys have any other shows you guys are on?
I am on the Playbook on Tuesdays, and I'm on the Pastor Rock Show on tomorrow.
What times?
So the Playbook is the same time slot as this one.
So 8:30 to 9:15,
and then 9:15 to 10 for Pastor Rock.
All right, Gabe, you got any shows?
I do. I'm actually right before then at 7:45 to 8:30 on I Don't Know.
What day is that?
Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
How lovely. Well.
Lovely.
Thank you all for joining us. We sure hope you have a wonderful evening.